Hello and welcome to Scots Radio and episode 27. This is Freda Morrison and we're back again with a hail heap of stories and adventures sourced and sorted for your edification, entertainment and maybe a smidgen of fun. We step out of our wintry woolies, maybe nae for lang, and in this edition we herald in the spring with a new series designed to entice you out and gang about. There's a lot of gang abouts out there. So we've asked Donald Smith, author, writer and director of Tracks, to take us on a series of pilgrim journeys to discover Scotland. But we'll let Donald tell you more about that in a minute. And we delve into the pages of a new songbook for the North East, a selection of favourite Scottish songs chosen by North East singers. And we feature a new song for that collection that joins up to our extended interview this month, a jine farmer Phoebe Leslie on the hills Our Lucan Riney, speaking about casting the peats. Aye, we've been knitting programmes again. And we start with that new series in the company of writer Donald Smith, director of Tracks, Traditional Arts and Culture Scotland. Far over the next few months, is going to guide us on pilgrim journeys based on the routes he's walked through himself and outlined in his new book CAD, Pilgrim Guide to Scotland. But I'll let Donald tell you what we're going to be speaking about. I join him at the Storytelling Centre in Edinburgh. Over to Donald.
Aye. Well, what we'll do is we'll follow in the steps of these old Celtic travellers that the very first missionaries, you could say, but I think of those fellas and the women, because it's women as well as men, as explorers, journeyers. And they're searching for the remotest, furthest, most interesting part they can find. What they used to cry, the place or the resurrection. They're looking for the special place.
Is that just Kirks then?
No. This is a four Kirks. They're looking in the mountains, in the islands, in the glens, in the valleys, in the lochs. And their eyes searching for somewhere with a special place where they can set up a hut or a wee community or the start to some kind of Christian place and community there.
Like Iona?
Aye, but it's mair spread out than Iona. Iona's just ain place, an important one, but ainly ain place. Each region of Scotland, the north, the south, the central belt of Scotland, they all have these special places.
We're not just speaking about standing stanes either. Or did you look at standing stanes or not?
The stanes are at the beginning of it because these stanes mark the special places and the special routes and also the mountains. It's the land is sacred. There's a sacred spirit in the land, and they first missionaries, and then the pilgrims in medieval times, and the travellers, and the writers, and the poets, and the storytellers, they're all after the same thing.
Right, down to brass tacks, as they say. It's taken you 20 years to write this book.
Aye.
You're nae quick sometimes.
No, 20 years to travel all the routes.
Oh, see. Right. 20 years. But you've, in the book, each particular place has got stages. What do you mean by stages?
Aye. The journey's broken up into bits that make sense for a day, for a day's travelling. You know, depending on who, your car or wee walkie bits or cycling.
Bits, there's bits of reflection in it as well.
All that. So you have at the morning, and then you have your on the journey at midday, and then the evening when you arrive. And each one has got a wee reflection and a wee blessing. And in doing that, I'm trying to catch the rhythm, the pattern of the journey. And it's that I think folk now are interested in these pilgrim journeys. The idea of the walking, the journeying, the stages, the pattern, just so as they can loosen up a wee bit and lose some of their worries and their frets or the minute by minute and the latest email and texts and all the rest of it and just get out into the open and into these special places and out into every corner of Scotland, and just to discover what this country really, really is about.
Right. The plan is to do this in 4 episodes, and you'll pick the 4 areas, the 4 bits of Scotland, and speak about what's special about them.
That'll be awfully hard, because there's 14 journeys. You see, now, this book took me sailing because somebody will be offended if they're left out.
Notice I said you will pick them. You and Ian is going to pick them, Donald. Right, we're going to do this the next month, into February. Aye. The first thing is going to be in
That'll
February.
Be bro. That'll
our,
be bro.
Our pilgrim journeys we're going to call this, and we'll look forward to that, Donald.
No bother.
Oh, just give us an idea of the book's card and far the folk find it.
Pilgrim Guide to Scotland in all the good bookshops.
Written by Donald Smith.
Aye, aye.
Publisher.
This is St Andrew Press.
And a notion of the price?
It's $14.95, but it's fierce, but you'll nae find this stuff anywhere else.
Especially for $14.95. Thanks a lot, Donald. Looking forward to this.
Donald Smith, and we'll be in the company of Donald over the next few months as he guides us over the adventures. And Donald's book, Pilgrim Guide to Scotland, is published by St Andrew Press, Edinburgh. We're looking forward to our Gadabout series. Well, this is one of my favourite Burns songs, deemed by one of my favourite bands, Iron Horse. This is Duncan Gray, the singer is Ross Kennedy.
Hey, come here to woo, ha ha, the wooing oat, unlike your nicht when we were full. Ha ha, the wooing oat, Maggie Cooster, he to he, Lotus Glens and Uncle Ski, Garber, Duncan, stand a bee. Ha ha, the wooing oat, Duncan fleeched and Duncan prayed. Ha ha, the wooing oat, Meg was deep as Ailsa Craig. Ha ha, the wooing oat. Duncan side bit written in, Gratisine bit clear and blind, sparkle out an hour in, ha ha, the wooing odds. Chancer but a tide, ha ha, the wooing oat, slighted love is certain bite, ha ha, the wooing oat. Shall I like a fool cohe, far a hearty hizzy dee, she may get to France for me, ha ha, the wooing oat. Ah, who it comes, the doctors tell, ha ha, the wooing oat. Me grew sick as he grew hale, ha ha, the wooing oat. Something in her bosom rings, bar relief a sigh she brings. Ah, Harine, they spied such things, ha ha, the wooing oat. To grace, ha ha, the wooing oat. Maggie's was a petty's case, ha ha, the wooing oat. Duncan couldn't be her death, swelling pity smeared his breath. Now the cruising canty bait, ha ha, the wooing oat. Duncan Gray come here to woo, ha ha, the wooing oat. Unlike your neck, we were through, ha ha, the wooing oat. Maggie Cooster, he for he, Lotus Glens and Uncle Ski, Garber, Duncan, stand and be, ha ha, the wooing odds.
Duncan Gray, singer, Ross Kennedy, the Iron Horse and the CD, The Wind Shall Blow Forevermair. Now, there's a lot of work going on in the North East by an organisation called SCAT, Scottish Culture and Traditions. They organise classes, tutorials, special workshops and concerts, and have just launched a new book called A Puckle of Songs. It's a collection of favourite Scottish songs chosen by North East singers. It was compiled by Grace Banks, who, at the time of this confab, was the Scots singer tutor at the classes held at Aberdeen University MacRobert Building on a Tuesday night, other classes on other nights. However, before Grace's students arrived, I managed to get a blether wear about the new book and thin out who it all started.
There was a man in the singing class who was very, very keen to see we've already had one book out, but that was a long time ago, and he donated some money for another songbook to be made. And the SCAT committee were needing somebody to put it together, so I was volunteered.
You were volunteered?
I was volunteered.
I was going to say I volunteered.
No, no. But it made sense.
Because you were the singing teacher?
Aye.
Okay, how long did it take you to do?
2 years.
Collecting after?
At least.
How good new songs? Yeah, every quarter.
It was trying to get folk to gear songs to start with. And it was a case of going back and back. And are you wanting to give us a song? And some folk came fairly quickly, and others it was tricky.
Took a filey.
Aye, or not at all. So there's some folks not in here that I would have really liked to be in here. But the online resource is going to be added to as time goes on. So it's near the end.
So you've got the book and the online resource.
Indeed.
And I've just got to clarify, it's not just our traditional songs either. It's contemporary songs. Aye. Songs been written quite recently.
There's about, I think, 5 new songs in the book. And very, very kindly, folk have donated them, if you like, which is very good. And then online, there's a man in this class, Eric White, and he's made up a right number of songs. So some of his other songs are going to be online as well.
Now, I ken you, and I ken that your attention to detail is notorious.
Oh, right.
So you put a lot of work into this, Grace.
Aye, it has been a lot of work. But at first, you know when you've got so many things on the go? Like, I had 13 jobs before the summer, and it was just crazy. And it's hard to give attention to, you know, focus to one thing. But I had to. Eventually, it was like, right, I'm just going to put everything else aside and really focus on this. And that really helped, because it meant I could get it sorted and done.
Okay. Furl through some of the songs in the book and tell us if it's in. Just give us
an
example of
if it's okay.
There.
Well, there's the Afford Cattle Show, and that's one of the older kind of bothy ballad songs that's in it. Then there's like Both Sides the Tweed, which is a Dick Gochin. Then we've got like ballady things like Cairn Amount and Bonnie Susie Cleland. We've got
Guys of Tooch, is he in?
Guys of Tooch, yes.
And Halloween, that's one of my favourite things.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
song. Time Marks My Greed, aren't
they? Aye, it's lovely.
Jockey Clark.
Aye. And like there's an old version of Loch Lomond in here, which a lot of folk have never heard. It's a really nice song.
Lord Randall, one of my favourites.
Yes, I like that one as well. Uh-huh. And She Moves Through the Fair.
Mila Tifty.
Aye, Mila Tifty.
So it's not just for the North East either, is it?
No, it's not. It was like people chose the songs they like. And it might be that they sing them, or it might be that they just wanted it to be in the book.
I've listened to the CDs as well.
Oh, have you?
One of my favourites is the Peel Lickers.
Oh, it's great, yes.
It's full of good words,
oh,
Peel Lickers,
isn't it? Yes.
You couldn't really just fault the Peel Lickers. Well, it's about the bad spirits, isn't it? The good,
it is.
It's about just causing trouble.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's a good one for Halloween, the Peel Lickers, isn't it?
Yeah. Eric's always my kind of muse when it comes to the Doric. He's in the singing class, and it's a right help. So.
Turn to the Peel Licker book number and just do a
for
Peel Lickers.
88. There'll luck about the house if the peelickers get in. But you wanna hear them coming for the dinner-maka-din-a-din, the peelickers come are the prey for the barking trees were sma'. They burrowed through the brambles and the berries crined awa-awa, the berries crined awa. Sign they come soochin' through the scrogs, for they found a bumbie's bike. They tyrannised the bumblers and sooch through the Dystein dyke, the dyke, sooch through the Dystein dyke.
Well done. And it goes on to some great verses.
Wonderful.
Right, so we've got a puckle of songs, and this, as you said, the online resource will go on for a long time. So if somebody just wanted to donate a song, what do they do?
Well, if they go to our website, Susan Kirkwood's very busy setting up the online stuff. So there's a wee questionnaire on there.
Fits the website card?
Oh, if you look up Scottish cultures, culture and traditions, you'll find us. Mm-hmm. And you'll find a puckle of songs. And if you go in there, you'll see a wee questionnaire. Mm-hmm. And that'll direct you as to what to do.
Songs will be coming out of Arway.
Again?
Just in nae time.
And then it's a tune book coming next.
No way.
Aye.
Tell us about the tune book.
Well, I don't know that much about it, but I think they've got over 100 tunes so far. And a lot of them are homegrown. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will be new tunes.
Can I tell me, are you putting that together or not?
No.
You can hear a break.
Not me.
Grace, the pupils, as we can hear, the students are gathering.
They're just about to come.
Right, have a good evening with
your
class.
Thank you.
Singing.
Very much.
What's your songs you're singing tonight?
We're singing The Smuggler Song. We're singing O'er Yon High Hill. Mm. And a wee one I've made up myself.
What's it called?
It's called The End of Summer. And it's a wee song for my daughter in Spain.
Aww. Have a good time.
Aye,
enjoy
you too.
The class. I'm going to my fiddle class.
Grand.
Screck a war in the background. Nice speaking to Grace.
Thanks a lot.
The een and only Grace Banks, poet, writer, singer and storyteller. The book is called A Puckle of Songs, and more information can be heard by going into Scott's website, www.scottishculture.org, and click on the resources bitty, and all the information is there for the Buckle of Songs. And it comes with twa CDs, and contained in there is this song, for a Northeast writer, Pete Coots. I'll tell you more about his new CD after this. This is him singing Cast in the Peats.
After the thaw, you're up at the crack, bros in my belly, bull and stump on my back, and down through the den and then o'er the high street, and on to back hell to get cast in the peat. Well, I'm curtain alas, but I'm empty in pocket, I'm pied by the chine, so it's best I get yoghurt. But there's time for a laugh with the folks that I meet, then again on my way to get cast in the peat. Bet spit in your hands and then on with a job, a fine sharp tearing spad will take care of the sod. With our stickers for the whiskey cutting stumpers or the breast, you'll be up to your cweets and it cast in the peat. In that barra, 16 stumpers at a time, there's 7 to the rickle, 66 yards to the chine. In a supple caltif and your thirst feels the need, cause the graft is guy chook when you're cast in the peat. We'll be lousing and footed, in the wrench be the rain, jump a lift in the bogey so I'm quick to get hame. And I'll walk through the tune with my lassie so sweet, and the morn I'll be up again, cast in the peat.
Cast in the Peats, written and sung by Northeast writer Pete Coots, fae Newport Sligo, or Newport Sliggy. They ken a' about casting peats in that part of the North East. And it's half a fine to see new songwriters coming out of the North East. There's a long history of writing songs in this part of the country that sae often just gets forgotten altogether. I say, let tradition be the boat, nae the anchor. And Pete tells me he's just about to launch his new CD in April or May. He hasn't decided on a name yet, but he's launching a Kickstarter project to fund the mixing and the mastering of the CD. It can be awfully expensive. That's a crowdfunding website. So if you want to back Pete's CD, go to his Facebook page on www.facebook.com/Pete Coutts Music. That's Pete, C-O-U-T-T-S. Pete, C-O-U-T-T-S. Music, are one word. And the details about the album release and Kickstarter project will be there. And the lineup in the new CD is like a fast far in the contemporary trad song world. Good on you, Pete, and you're sorted. And the song Casting the Peats links us wheel into our extended interview this month. A few years ago, I had the great pleasure of driving an international sculptor and a good pal called George Beasley to Atlanta, Georgia. Ruin are the peat bogs in the Northeast. It was a very fascinating summer. It's a long story, but George was doing a project on peat and peat bogs for an exhibition in Atlanta. Aye, that's true. And the exhibition, fit head, I mean, had a recording of me speaking to singer and musician, the late Gordon Easton, at his Croft Steading at Wellhead in the Black Hills of Tyree near Strachan. Looking across to the Howe, the Hill of Mormon, what a day that was. I'll maybe find that recording, I'll let you hear it in these days, but I discovered at that time, for folk like Gordon, peat bogs have a lot of stories in them. So here I am on another hill, nae far from Rhynie, near Huntly and the Cabrach, this time with another master storyteller, farmer and philosopher, Forbes Leslie. I'll let Phoebe introduce himself.
I'm Forbes Leslie. I come from Newton, Ochendoa.
Newton, if it?
Ochendoa.
Okay.
It's just halfway between Lumsden and Rhynie.
Right.
At the end of the Cabrach, back road to Cabrach.
Okay. Now, we've been up and down roads as often. I've now forgotten far where. In fact, we're looking at now.
Ah, well.
Lumsden's up that way.
We're just looking over. This is Lumsden over here, look. Oh, okay. We're just looking at it.
All right.
You see the white house there, look? That's Lumsden. And this is home for my clover looking down on.
Mm-hmm.
And out here's the how of Kildrummy.
That's Kildrummy Estate over there?
Yes. Oh, that's Kildrummy for here.
Mm-hmm. Before we go into that we're here to speak about in Kildrummy Estate, the moss, the digging, peat, how big a farm have you got?
About 100 hectares.
Now, is that less favoured area or is that mixed arable?
Well, mostly beef, like, yeah.
How many head of cattle have you got?
Total. About 240, I suppose, at the moment. Counting cows.
That's quite a bit. I suppose you've seen a lot of changes in the hill. In this
well, area. When we come to Newton, that was in 1957. Come to a little place in Kildrummy there. Less than half the size of it to go at now. And with 12 breeding cows, that was the stock.
Is that it? Horses?
Oh, aye, there was three horses would have been.
And was it our horses at that time? When you started?
No, with a tractor if no come to Newton. With a tractor in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first tractor of it.
Grey Fergie?
Grey Fergie, aye.
Petrol paraffin. I was about to say, aye, petrol paraffin.
Uh-huh.
Aye. See, that's a change. It just happened overnight, wasn't it? It's just the horse to tractor and new to what have you got new?
Still tractors, but it's the next step, I think. Tractors working themselves and you sitting in the office pressing buttons.
Digital tractors.
That's what'll happen eventually. Aye.
We're near half a far away from a wind farm here in the Kildrummy Wind Farm folk. Have you ever thought about farming and farming the wind, farming the environment, putting up some wind farms in your farm?
Well, I did think about it. In fact, I went as far as apply for planet mission for two windmills, but was only going to lease the ground to the company. Wasn't going to buy the windmills, like. because, well, you're speaking about 500,000 a time.
500,000 pound tubes. That's a fair way out, isn't it?
Well, there's two going up beside us at the moment. There's Enop, and I think it's based for £1 million.
Jeeps. So we've been for the horse, to the tractor, to wind power. And near that far away from here, you were digging peat at the Kildrummy Moss, wasn't
Kildrummy
it?
Kildrummy Moss, aye.
Just tell us about what happened when you went out to dig peat. How was it organised?
Well, there was a moss grave. I forgot to tell you, if you're up the road, Black Back, that's where the moss grave stayed.
He was a manager?
And he controlled the moss. Ken, seen it every, kept it tidy. If there's one of the tenants maybe was in a cast and peats, the bank fell behind. Ken, it's an 8 feet bank, you see, high bank. High as that tree nearly. And if it fell behind, the grave got somebody, moved somebody into that bit to keep it up where it is.
Keep it straight?
Aye.
So
aye.
How many folk would be digging? Or he would be casting peat, wouldn't you?
There must have been, I don't know, 14 tenants would have been. 14 maybe.
So you are standing in a line, casting the line?
Aye, but it was well spread out because the banks was... You need quite a bit of a bank to work on each tenant, like. And the peat was about 8 feet deep, and then it was down onto the hard surface, like the road. So you cut the peat down to hard, took it out in a sled, and tipped it out in this hard surface, and spread them out to dry.
Well, you didn't stack them right there?
No, you spread them out single, on their edge, depending on the weather. Couple of weeks or a month, and then you went and stacked them as you speak about, built and bigged them into pyramids, so it would run the water.
Oh aye, because it would be soaking for a minute.
Aye, peat you see was just spongy stuff and it comes out like, yeah, just peat.
So was it in every tenant's contract, if you like, that they could cast say money peat?
There was nae restrictions on the amount that you could cut, like. You just, well, people didn't cut more than needed. Do you know what I mean? Because it was a bloody hard job, like.
Of course, aye. But you get the feeling if there was something like, as you said, 14 folks standing up there, it would have been a fine kind of day out at the moss. It was a good kind of community spirit.
It was that, where white hares are running about. And
white hares?
Oh, heaps of white hares up there. There are white hares up in the moss.
So what time of year was this when you were cutting? Wouldn't it be far off winter?
Let's think now. Between the Hewin and Eeps and Hearson.
And so there were white hares at that time?
Aye. That would have been June, July kind of time.
So did you hear folk coming up with your fly cup and that thing?
It was far away. See, he was 3-4 miles for him,
you
like
were
you see.
You were hard-done by, weren't you? He never got a fly cup.
No, unless you took a... I think I would bother the flies in them days. That's a modern kind of thing, as fly, I think.
So you just had to keep working?
Quicker you got the job done, the sooner you got home, didn't you?
Was there a good heat off of peat? You would think it would just burn away to nothing.
Oh, but it was hard, you see, once it was dry. It was hard, the peat, once it was dry. What am I saying, your hands like handling the peat?
Aye.
It was as hard.
So did you take them off, the moss with horses?
Well, originally, like.
Aye.
And before we got the tractor, we got a haulage man to bring up the moss with his lorry. And there's a few, maybe half a dozen farmers all get together and loaded this lorry. It was all handy. And they tip us like you'd have to throw it over here. And then you'd have to dig into your peat shed and keep it dry.
So it would be a fair summary to say you were a hardy bunch of folk.
Well, I suppose it was. Like,
it had to be.
I suppose so. Didn't think nothing about it, but it was a manual. Ken.
Look over us, how just now then, Phoebe, and tell me fits your memories of this place that time? I suppose it'd be an awful lot more folk working in the parks, wouldn't there?
Well, you see, that's bad. Places is getting bigger. Like that place that we was brought up in, you couldn't make a living in it now, can?
Mm-hmm.
With 70 acre out ahead. Now you need 200-300 acre before you even start.
But you still can't see how many doing in these parks. I mean,
but that thing's doing so quick now.
Big changes. Listen, I can't but thank you for taking me out here, because I have never seen Aberdeenshire from this angle. It's a bonnie view here, looking across the Kildrummy.
She's a pity in the sun, like, you can't help it.
But if you notice changes, if you notice that the seasons are near the same.
Oh, well, I can mind when I was to school, which was near there yesterday. The snow is deep at the city road. You could take a hoodie telegraph wires. Up in the snow to go to telegraph wire.
Uh-huh. But you didn't get that then?
No, to walk to school. Three miles to school.
Through the snow drifts?
Aye. So definitely something changing.
Well, the weather's changing an hour, because this rain's getting heavier, so we'll head to
stop.
Head for cover. Thanks, Phobia. I've enjoyed this. A great view.
You're welcome.
Phoebe Leslie, farmer and grand companion, fae Newton at Achendore, atween Lumsden and Rhynie, on the back road to the Cabrach. Fit a day that was. And that extended interview can be seen on our Scots Radio webpage. That's www.scotsradio.com. Going into the video page and you'll see Phoebe in person. And a pleasure and a privilege it was, Phoebe. And thank you to Nuno Sacramento and Felipe Maduriera for the Scottish Sculpture Workshop in Lumsden for their help and the filming on that day. Here's Myra Green and Anna Massey for their CD doubling and Miss Proud. Green and Anna Massey with Miss Proud for their CD Dublin. And proud I am to be back in harness with the team here at Scots Radio ready and able for another delve into the nooks and crannies of Scots language. And mind what Anna Massey's grandad said, poet and writer Peter Buchan through Peter Heed. He told me, if you went to hear the language, ging as far north, sooth, east and west, as your lugs will tack you. And my lugs tack me to the borders now in a new CD produced by Hamish Moore and Ian McInnes for the Lowland and Border Piper Society. It's four treasures, songs and tunes. Out on Ian Green's Green Tracks label, look out for it. It's called Reclaimed. And I'm going to finish this episode with a track composed and played by Gary West. It's called The Jedburgh Bar Game. And before I go, can I just say a big thank you to Professor Gary West and Dr. Mary McFadden through the School of Scottish Studies for inviting me to join them recently on a webinar session on the internet. I've never been in a webinar session before. We were speaking to the students from all over the world about Scots radio and other things. Grand time. This was part of the postgrad certificate course in Scottish Culture and Heritage, Edinburgh University. It's a cracker. Look up that course. You can join it for every year. Scottish Culture and Heritage by Online Learning, School of Scottish Studies, Edinburgh University. But back to the music and Gary's tune, the Jedburgh Bar, that won first prize in 2013 in the Lowland and Border Piper Society 30th Anniversary Tune Competition. And it'll take us to the end of this episode. Now, our website is www.scotsradio.com. And join us again. Till then, bide out a bother if you can. It's nae that easy sometimes. And on with the music and Gary's tune. This is the Jedburgh Bar Game. The tune is preceded by a recording of the one of the border shepherd and singer Willie Scott, who I heard singing at the Blairgowrie Folk Festival a good few years ago. Willie is recorded in 1986 and describing the bar game. This is by kind permission of the School of Scottish Studies at Edinburgh University, of course. To me, Frieda Morrison, and her son sorter, Richie Werner, by the new.
There's a bar like a cricket bar. I decorated it with ribbons. Somebody's got merit against this bar. And it's thrown in among the folk, and it's them to get hairless, and there's so many guns up the way and so many guns down. Talk about that piece in the Doonies. And there's the water, you know, right in here. In fact, it's the little rugby match. Now then somebody say, oh, that's lost. Out we'll go to the pub and have a drink. And it's funny what's come to that bar. I come to the boys and it is up in his pullover. It couldn't in the crowd. I'll come slithering to the water. Oh, that's not good, that.